Hello and welcome back to the Rose Pricks Podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Watch What Crappens Podcast and also newly the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobook recaps on iTunes and wherever else. Just come to Trash Talk TV. And I'm here with my gorgeous co-host who I've missed so much, Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying
Hello.
Out Loud.
Yes, For Crying Out Loud. Darling. I have to hear more about this audiobooks thing that's looking like it's doing well in the iTunes ratings.
Killing it. I'm number 11 on iTunes. Batch.
What is it?
That's like so Erica Jane to say from Real Housewives. I've been writing recaps for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I started at TV Gasm and now I'm at Trash Talk TV, obvi.
You're reading them?
Yeah, I've been writing them since I've written one for every episode. And people just can't read 10 pages anymore. You know, I mean, they're long recaps and they're just shit talk, you know, and people can't sit there and read anymore. And I'm one of those people. And I was like, hey, I like to talk shit. I'll just read my own shit talking over audiobook. What a dream come true, guys.
That's a great idea.
So it turned out, I mean, the first one's out. So if you guys want to go there, go on over there and get you some Real Housewives. What's been
going on with you
in the off time, babe?
You know, I'm just momming it up. I got like 18 children, all with, you know, various
specialties.
I was going to say mental health issues, but that's I don't want to make fun of mental health issues. They, you know,
all their children.
I'm putting out fires. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Children are bundles of mental health issues, guys.
Yes.
We all know.
It's also my way of saying I'm unemployed.
Hey, that's the most important job in the world, being a mom.
I hate people that say that.
It's like the
you have a full-time job, you're a mom. Well, it doesn't pay.
Yeah, there's no donuts in this break room, okay, fuckers? So doesn't count.
Yeah.
So everybody, we love doing this show. We started doing Rose Pricks for The Bachelorette last season, JoJo season, y'all. If you don't believe in love, you won't. Still, after you finish that. So that was a season of male whores and JoJo. And then we did Bachelor in Paradise, which was female and male whores. And
that
then
was
we did
fun.
Finding Prince Charming, which was gay whores. And now we're back to classic whores. Classic girl whores. Aw, hugs. Full
classic
circle.
Hoes. Yeah, and these girls are... It's going to be funny. That's all I'm saying. I can't wait. As soon as you said we should do a podcast, I was just texting you to say the same thing. We have to go over this cast.
Yes, let's do
craziness.
It because I was really excited to have a weekend of just not talking, you know, being quiet. And then I was like, this sucks. So let's talk. I can't
okay.
do it. So we're going over all the cast. We don't know if this is going to be 5 minutes or 3 hours. So hold on tight. Let's start with Nick Vial. Since he is, after all, the bachelor. I was at a party last night here in old Hollywood, and I was talking to a group of girls, and one of them works for the bachelor. Her friend was like, oh my God, my friend works on the bachelor. And she was like, please don't say that. Don't say that out loud. It's so embarrassing. And I was like, oh no, you must tell me about Nick. Is he nice? Is he gorgeous? Does he want to hug me? What does he think about me? Does he like 40-year-old balding fat guys? Tell me the truth. She said he's the biggest douchebag in the world and everybody hates his guts.
Are you serious?
She said he's an awful human being. He's awful to everybody. And I'm so, like, happy disappointed. Happy disappointed. I don't know. What's the word?
My mouth is hanging open. I love that gossip.
Yeah, because we didn't cover his season on the show. And I hadn't been watching The Bachelor yet. And everyone said he was the villain. They all hated him. But I loved him on, you know, Bachelor in Paradise. With his
He's been on a couple times, and when he was on with Caitlin Bristow, he was kind of like the guy you love to hate, because as I told you when we were doing the other show, he slept with her, but there was something kind of dirty, gross, sexy about him that you're sort of rooting for him.
Yeah, I remember when we saw him on the intro of Bachelor in Paradise, you know, when they're like, and now meet so-and-so who lives in Venice and he loves working out. They showed him working out. And I remember thinking at that time, yes, he looks great and everything, but you know that he feels fat. Like there's that one inch of muffin top, not even an inch.
Right. He just was a little bit softer than the other guys.
Which is so hot to me. Like, I like when a guy works that hard and they just can't achieve it.
Right, right.
So I like him. I mean, I really like him for his, like, minuscule amount of muffin top. But that's, like, literally the only reason I have to like him. So there you go. Very informative show you're about to get.
See what they say about him on his bio. They say, when Bachelorette Andy Dorfman said goodbye to Nick, just as he was preparing to pick out a ring for her, he was devastated. I forgot. Okay, he was on her season first. Oh, when Nick walked up to Caitlin Bristow with an engagement ring in his pocket, only to be sent home, he was crushed. How could one man endure so much heartbreak? If you believe that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Nick Vial, 36, a technology salesman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is back stronger than ever, ready and eager to begin his search for true love on the 21st season of the blah, blah, blah.
Oh, go suck a dick, Nick.
Bachelor Nation was skeptical when Nick first fell for Andy. However, once they came to know him better, they realized he was sincere about his feelings for her. Okay, so remember I told you, since you didn't see it, that he was really skeevy with Andy because they were in the fantasy suite together and, you know, they made love. And then the next day, he basically, or maybe it was on After the Final Rose, but he started saying, like, well, then if you were going to pick the other guy, why did you make love with me? So it was so cheesy and weird and embarrassing.
And wasn't he the one who in the fantasy suite said, do you want to fuck or do you want to make love?
Yes, that was gossip, though. That was in the book. That was in Andy's book.
Say this is really long, his intro, so we don't have to read it, but I just noticed scanning through it that they say broken hearted, broken heart, and broken, which I'm not buying. And also I like that they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Okay, chick flick. I like that he's gonna be like a semi-emotionally abusive douchebag. I feel like whoever goes on The Bachelor deserves that. You get what you deserve, okay, girls?
Yeah. Let's see. I just want to mention that his parents, Chris and Mary, have been married for 37 years. And let's see. He enjoys traveling. That's original. Beach volleyball and rooting for his beloved Green Bay Packers.
Oh, God. All right. Let's move away from him. Okay. I feel like he's going to give us plenty to talk about this season.
Let's move on to his first possibility. Her name is Alexis. And she is not cute.
You don't think she's cute? I think she's. I think she has JoJo eyes.
I think she looks very young. Well, she is. She's only 23.
She has the posture. She has the posture of that sister wife.
Yes. Okay. I have a heterosexual man. Well, not my husband, but another one. John, what do you think? I don't know what he thinks. Yeah, he wouldn't find her attractive.
Yeah.
He said fe.
Fe, I think she's cute. I mean, her hair looks like it's glued on and ironed badly. I like her squinty eyes. Her eyelashes don't fit her. It's like she's not fitted properly for anything. Like she's
not going to be, this is me. Like, okay, I'm a horrible person, but she just looks very stocky. Like, Midwest, like Hardy. Oh,
She does not look fat. Are you calling her fat?
John goes, somebody just triggered bulimia. No, not fat. I don't know. This isn't even a full body shot. She has thin arms. I'm just saying she looks like, I don't know.
She has the posture of that sister wife who's divorcing the douchebag on Sister Wives.
Yeah.
The newer one who he's like, I'm going to marry this new one. And she's already like, see ya, sucka. She like has her demeanor and stature and someone who has their shoulders that tense. Like she looks like she has really tense square shoulders, right? And so I feel like she's super insecure. And I mean, her hair alone. I mean, that's just not... That's like Asian girl hair from a wig shop that she got like glued on and her eyelashes don't fit. I mean, she looks like
that's
a damn mess.
Saying. Right. So here's the thing. How she looks right here is I picture her in 10 years. Looking like that. Like it's not going to be.
She's also the best thing about this girl. And this is how you know she's a damn mess. She's an aspiring dolphin trainer.
Okay. Come on.
What does that mean, aspiring?
So you're not even a dolphin trainer. That's just your dream in life.
She's like, when I finish with Harvard, maybe one day. I feel like girls who are obsessed with dolphins are sadder than girls who are obsessed with horses. You know those girls who are obsessed with horses who like draw horses on their trapper keepers?
Yes.
Dolphins. I feel like this is like a one-way ticket to whoredom, you know?
Yes.
Like this girl,
yes.
If she's not already a stripper, she gonna be. And she's from a town called Secaucus, New Jersey. So I want her to cry with her terrible eyelashes, never make it as a dolphin trainer, and just crush and just like retire in Secauk.
And okay, she has tattoos, an Aries symbol on her wrist, and a smile with the rising sun on her left hip. I hate her so much. All right, her all-time favorite movies, and well, Good Will Hunting, that's a good movie, but Titanic. So she's basically a 13-year-old girl. And Tristan and Isolde?
Hello, she's trying to sound smart. Yes, it's a classic, okay? She's trying to sound very smart, but she's also the kind of girl who, like, romanticizes her boyfriend dying young so he can never become, like, fat and cheat on her, you know?
Right,
like girls who
right.
like the Titanic.
Yes. Well, I have a feeling, I'm making a prediction right now that at least 55% of the women are going to have the Titanic as one of their all-time favorite movies. You know what? You know what? I'm going to say 60%. That's
go,
sure
girl.
I
love a prediction. Well, if she could be any girl, is this girl's name Amber?
John
oh,
is
it's
into
Alexis.
This. John just said he's putting money on 55% The Notebook.
Oh,
I
the
hear
notebook.
You. I hear you.
Similar.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because he dies in The Notebook too. Spoiler alert. But right, doesn't the guy die or something?
The woman has Alzheimer's.
Oh, geez. God forbid we have a romance where someone ain't dying of drowning or Alzheimer's in the movie.
Yeah,
you guys.
Let's see. You could be any animal, dolphin or dog. I love the ocean, and dogs are very active. How would you describe yourself?
So she likes dogs because they work out. LOL, stupid. How would you describe yourself as a lover? Caring, romantic,
honest. A turn on for any man. Caring, romantic, honest. Yep, that's hot.
That was really good last night. You were so active.
You reminded me of a dog.
What's the most outrageous thing Alexis has ever done? Move to Miami alone.
God.
What are the five things she can't live without? My family, my dog, who's kind of like a dolphin, my best friend, who's my dog, but also the dolphin I aspire to meet one day, my fake eyelashes that don't fit me, and whitening strips.
Okay. She says she can't live without whitening strips. I say she's ruined her teeth.
I say she has no enamel left, and even drinking coffee hurts.
Yeah.
She's like, why am I always getting a headache?
The chiclets. Oh, God.
Her teeth are all jelly. Okay.
What's your most embarrassing moment? My ex-boyfriend telling me I had a mustache at a Giants game. I don't get it. Couldn't that just have left off at mustache?
Yeah.
What does Giants game have to do with anything? Like, did he say it on the Jumbotron? What? Why did she go on with the Giants game?
I feel like this girl doesn't naturally know how to edit.
If you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? The Little Mermaid. Who doesn't want to be a mermaid? I'm telling you, she's 13. What are
who
you
doesn't
want
to
of?
Be a mermaid? People who like to walk around a mall? I don't know. A lot of people. Like, who the hell wants to be a mermaid?
Here's the most troubling. Honestly, this might be the most troubling thing. What are you most afraid of? E.T. the alien. Okay. First of all, there's so many things wrong with this answer. You couldn't say the dark or serial killers or, I mean, you know, blood. Eat. And if you're going to pick a scary thing in a movie, E.T., like a movie made in the late 70s?
It's like, he looks old.
Maybe early 80s. I mean, the worst, like back when special effects were, they were still working it out. Like E.T. was cute.
I mean, E.T. looks old, he doesn't have Botox, and he eats Reese's Pieces. Who does that? disgusting. How about you care for yourself, E.T.? Hey, if I had one suggestion for E.T., it would be more active, E.T., okay? Be more active.
Oh, my God.
Alexis is a dumb hoe whose eyelashes don't fit.
Yeah,
okay.
She's not going to win. I see her being cut in the first round. Okay, Angela. We're on Angela.
Angela, I feel like I've seen in 100 shows.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and her hair. First of all, Angela has that kind of hair that's from the 80s. It's long, but she took one of those kind of an old-fashioned curling iron.
Yes.
And just made like big, like loopy kind of curls, and then that only start at her jaw, and then left it like that.
Yeah, like, it's like someone told her that was thinning or something.
Yeah.
And also, her hair is clumped together like a wet dog. Okay, you know when people go take a shower and it takes them time for their hair to dry and it kind of clumps together for a while? That's what her entire head of hair looks like.
I agree. And also, while we're taking apart her appearance, I feel like she's wearing this necklace her whole thing is very 80s.
Yeah, I feel she's like very Claire's.
Yes, she looks like she's foreign, like she might be Russian.
Oh, is she? Let's find out. She's 26, which in bachelor years, I mean, this bitch is she might as well be Jessica Tandy, okay? Get yourself on a little boat with some old man and just fight for the rest of your life.
She's a model from Greenville, South Carolina. She's from South Carolina.
Okay, that's hot. Tattoos, no. All-time favorite movies, Ace Ventura, LOL. And I think that she doesn't like it because when he talks with his butt. I think she likes it because that's when Cameron Diaz, who is basically a basic hoe from Long Beach, let's face it.
Right.
Kind of became famous, and she hopes that can happen to her. And I'm like, I don't remember Cameron Diaz in Claire's Boutique and like some weird gymnast shirt and clumped hair. Okay.
Right.
Despicable Me, which is good for fat guys out there.
And I mean, it's a kid's movie.
It is, but you know, it's like a fat guy who learns to be nice to thin people. So I'm predicting a fat guy in her future. And also, guess what else?
The Notebook. I'm going to give myself a little check mark. Or John. Actually, that's John's pick.
John gets a check.
Oh, God. Here we go. If you could be any animal, which one and why? Dolphin.
They're playful.
And sociable. And they live in, like, family groups. I want to have a family and a group. I want to have a rock group and also a family.
What is with girls and dolphins? You guys have weird shit that's just in your DNA. Like, girls who have not grown up love a dolphin.
Yeah, I think you called it, though. It's like the new pony.
Yeah. And they,
it's like a modern-day pony.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out the dolphin symbol means something awful, like, you know, like pedophilia in Africa. It's going to, like, turn out to be awful, and these people are all going to turn out to be in some secret dolphin cult.
These girls are all exactly the same. What's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Move 500 miles away from home with no family.
Yeah, everybody's most outrageous thing is like going a block from their mom. Like, ooh, living dangerously, honey. All right, what are five things you can't live without? Lip balm. Water.
Water? You know what? Newsflash, most people can't live without water.
They didn't mean literally. Oh, wait. She's all like, people. Oxygen, water, nutrients.
Food. I mean, you know, for like, I mean, I could for like, I don't know, like 3 weeks or something.
My curling iron.
My hair tie.
A hair tie.
Her iPhone. And most importantly, my mom.
Smiley face. She put a smiley face at the end. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Here's where I see you in 5 years.
On the pole at Jumbo's Clown Room.
Carrying a gigantic purse from Ross Dress for Less with lots of empty Tupperware just in case someone has a birthday party at the Spearmint Rhino that you can get some cake in to help get you through the week at your studio apartment on Western and Santa Monica. You fucking loser!
If I never had to blank, I would be very happy. Drive myself anywhere. Okay. So
I think the rest
LA.
Of us could be happy without you driving either. This girl sounds like a fucking idiot. She's like, what? The light was blinking yellow, and I was like, yes, I'm in. I went. Where
she's
do you see
those,
your... oh,
she's
sorry.
One of those people that thinks it's charming that she's a shitty driver.
Yeah,
she's like, I know, I'm the worst driver. You do not want to drive with me. No, I don't.
One thing we didn't mention, that where do you see yourself in 5 years? She goes, definitely married, have one kid so far, be a stay-at-home mom, still model if possible, enjoying life with my family. Okay, I know a girl.
How old is she?
26.
26. Yeah. No.
Girl, your milk about to turn to yogurt. I have a friend who was like, do you have a 5-year plan? And so I went through my stupid plan and I said, what's yours? And she's like, to be married. It's like, that is not a 5-year plan. Like having some guy like
you.
Oh
my God.
Read.
And she aspires to be a stay-at-home mom. I hopefully in 5 years will have trapped a man who I can finally quit my job, because being a model, you guys, is so hard.
Because, you know, it's to like, this girl with clumpy hair, being a model means like a Starbucks barista.
Yeah, exactly.
No offense to anybody.
I take a lot of selfies, barista. So I'm kind of like a model for myself. I'm a self-employed model.
Oh, my God. My left hand is always taking my picture. It's crazy.
It's like obsessed with me.
What's your worst date memory?
Oh,
a
God.
Guy putting down the name as Batman while we waited for a table. So immature.
I hate her so much. Can you imagine? Did you just put down the name Batman? Oh my God, this has been my worst dating experience I've ever had.
I mean, it's so nice.
Say the time a guy hit me, but for me, it's when somebody put down the name Batman, because that is so embarrassing.
I feel like the guy from Despicable Me would have been more of a gentleman. Okay. What's your guiltiest pleasure?
I literally have PTSD. From the time a guy put down the name Batman, I had to journal, like, you guys, it's no joke.
Oh, I love a sheltered idiot, because they're so fun to watch crumble. That was your worst date. You're about to get fucking warts off a toilet seat, girl. Enjoy your summer.
Oh my God. Oh, I have tears. Tia's, what's your guiltiest pleasure of any kind?
Dessert! Am I right, girls? Dessert.
Oh, and I licked the popcorn bag too. I'm a weirdo. My brother and I used to do it all the time when we were little. So unhealthy. LOL. I don't get, what does that even mean?
He's dead now of bone cancer. Wow, good talking to you. Angela,
no, it's really unhealthy. Okay, we gotta move on. So she's out.
I just want to stay on Angela forever. Okay, this girl, her name is Astrid, and okay, I feel like that's very close to asterisks.
Yeah, it's too new agey. You can't have that name.
This girl, just from looking at her and don't know her, she's like Italian. She's like the Italian no nonsense girl.
Yes.
She looks like that, right?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the hair. She didn't... Okay, a lot of these girls need to do something. They need to do... what do you call it? Well, like, they need to razor their hair a little bit.
What does razor it mean?
Razor it mean, like break it up a little bit. Not have it be, like, all one, like a curtain of hair.
They all have clumped hair. This girl has it, too. It's like they're putting pomade in their hair before they comb it. Like, I don't know what's happening with these girls, but they all look like they have... wet, kind of trying to dry hair.
Yes. But do you see how it's like very stern, the way it kind of like there's no, it's not broken up around her face at all. So it's like it's like this, just like a big circle around her face. It's like a big showcase for her eyebrows.
It's like a blanket.
Yes.
Like blankets coming down on her head.
Yes.
So Astrid is a plastic surgery office manager.
Really? That's not an occupation. That's your job.
Well, people who like hamburgers tend to work at McDonald's. Okay. That's like a good job for them. And this girl looks like she gets plenty of the burgers from the plastic surgery place. She's got a lot of plastic surgery for being 26.
She does. She's got some kind of filler in her cheeks already.
Yeah, she looks cuckoo. Tattoos. Feather with... I love that tattoos is just a standard question. What's your height? What tattoos do you have? Feather with quote on left underarm and half a heart infinity symbol on the right wrist.
I feel like, okay.
I'm forever heartbroken. Like, what does that mean? A half a heart with the infinity symbol. It's not something good to be tattooing on yourself.
That's weird. Also, okay, so speaking as a producer, I just didn't want to surprise you with that, but I have been a producer on shows. It's interesting because they ask all of them a ton of questions, right? And then they pick the ones that they think are their most interesting answers. They probably do some of them basic, but like they're all answering the same things. This just shows how uninteresting they are that they couldn't even break up the questions. Like it's just tattoos.
Yeah. It's also here. Season 21 and the producers are like, just fill out the fucking questionnaire so we can get it posted on the internet. I don't think anyone's actually reading them first. Although someone is spell checking because there haven't been any glaring, you know, bimbo mistakes on here. Because normally, like when we read the Big Brother ones, they're always like, Feather with a quote on the luft. Like you have to kind of, it's like they're all texting their answers in and Siri's fucking them all up or something.
And then they're just putting them, somebody is taking these forms and handwriting them into the system.
Okay, guess what her favorite movies are.
Titanic. What's the other woman?
I don't know. I feel like Richard Gere
is that a
in
Lifetime
it.
Movie?
I don't know. Beauty and the Beast.
Why do they all like some Disney movie?
Because notice that they're all, well, not the Little Mermaid, but I'm thinking of the Despicable Me girl. It's all big, ugly, disgusting rich guys that end up with these bimbos and end up getting their hearts turned. You know, there's like something broken about girls who go on this show.
Yes, that
and
is
the
very
Bourne
true.
Movies. And also notice Matt Damon keeps showing up.
He does.
Weird. I watched a Bourne movie the other day, and I was like, is he literally beating somebody up with a tea kettle right now? I can't. Okay, if I could be any animal, which one and why? Guess what it is? Not a hamster.
Is she the third one that said dolphin?
In a row, girl.
I feel like the third one. What's going on?
I feel like dolphins are like, if another fucking hoe bothers me in the ocean again, I'm so sick of being bothered by hoes who are aspiring to be dolphins. Okay.
And their answer to it's so insipid. A dolphin so I could rescue lost sailors and swim in the ocean doing tricks.
God.
I bet you do tricks. You don't need to be in the ocean for that.
I've been in the ocean doing tricks instead of on the sidewalk turning them.
Oh my God. They all have the same answers. I really feel like they can't mix it up, I mean, with the questions, because they're all answering the same anyway. What are five things you can't live without? My mom, heard it. My phone, heard it. Lashes. I mean, are they sitting together going like, you guys, I can't think of something that I can't live without. Oh, well, I said lashes. Oh my God, me too. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I steal that? I'm going to put that down too.
Twinsies, I hope we get to share our room. Also, did you notice that she wants to rescue lost sailors? Like, that's another Little Mermaid thing. I feel like just stop showing your children these Disney movies. They'll grow up to be a stupid whore.
I really am seeing that. It's a problem.
It's brainwashing.
I have good news. Let me just interject this.
Do it.
So there's a new Disney movie out called Moana or something.
Yeah.
And I pitched it to my kids. And guess what? Sadie said, no. It's too babyish. I don't want to see that.
Oh, too babyish.
Yeah. So I think we've outgrown the
She's like,
Disney
can we
princess.
Please go to the live action Beauty and the Beast so I can know what it's going to be like when I marry an old guy with a hairy back.
Yeah. Can we go see Bourne movies? No. and she can't live without red wine.
Oh.
So you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a drunk
Good
too.
To meet you.
The other girl's going to be like, do you need a whitening strap? So if you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? Guess who?
The little fucking mermaid.
The little mermaid before legs.
Before legs. Yeah, because you wouldn't want to walk around. You just want to swim around and save sailors, you freak.
Yeah, because the little mermaid was happy. You know that movie opened with her singing about how much she wanted to get out of the goddamn ocean, right?
Okay, this is what she says for, do you have a serious fear of any... First of all, this is the question. Do you have a serious fear of any kind of animal? Why not just say, do you have... What's your biggest fear? Why would you be so specific as a producer to narrow it down to of an animal?
Because if you're not specific, they're all going to say, spiders! Spiders! I'm so scared of spiders! Oh my God! This girl says, horses freak me out. I've had some bad experiences. I feel like the girls who drew horses have like a weird lesbian vibe. I mean, I'm talking from the fifth grade anyway. And I think this means that some girl tried to come on to her and it just like traumatized her.
I disagree. I think she's into girls.
Oh, you think she's like current?
Yep.
You think her card is current? So
I think
she
listens to a lot of Ani DiFranco. And this is all just a front. All this dolphin talk is just...
She's like,
what do girls like to hear?
What did the straight girls say? Eyelashes? Little Mermaid? I'm in. Dolphins? I'm in.
If I never had to blank, I would be very happy. And her answer is, work. These girls are all a bunch of lazy hoes. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. If I never had to work, I don't want to drive. Jesus Christ.
What's your favorite television show and why? Scandal. I love Olivia Pope. She fucked the president in the White House while he was married. I love her suits. It's like, how is that your hero when your goal is not to work? I mean, the whole point of that is that she works. It's about her job.
Mm-hmm. Her guilty pleasure television show is Real Housewives. Okay, so we can't fault her for that. So let's move on to, what are you most afraid of? Dying alone and just getting old and wrinkly.
Like a horse.
Which is why this is the one that works in the plastic surgery office, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's not so bad, honey. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to get old and wrinkly. It's called the circle of life, my little Timba. And so I can't wait. And you know what? This girl, getting old will not make her smarter. She's still going to be a dumb hoe. Like, no matter what her age, she's going to be reliably dumb and hoeish.
Yep.
Next up, Brianna.
Brianna. She's 28. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna withhold judgment on her because
she's
the same hair as everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gonna get kicked off right away.
Yeah, she's the homely girl. They're like,
she's
look,
28.
Diversity. We also have a homely person.
She has a real job. She's a surgical unit nurse.
Oh, get out of here. Get your cut. You're cut already. Gums.
I know, but she's from Utah. She's going to get cut.
Oh.
She has a tattoo.
What
a
did
Celtic
he say? What
knot.
Did John say?
I don't know. What did you say, John?
I said she's going to last the cocktail party no more.
He said she's going to last the cocktail party and no more.
Yeah, this girl is like the funny friend on a sitcom.
Oh, my God. I have some bad news coming up, though.
Uh-oh.
Because I was starting to maybe like her. Her all-time favorite movie, Zoolander. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, which
I mean, it's better than 10 minutes. Am I right, girls?
And Shawshank Redemption, which is a good movie. That's a
well,
good
that's her, movie. That's her attempt to sound intelligent, like the girl who picked the Tristan and Isolde.
Yeah, but then she totally lost me. The next one. Go ahead, read it.
Well, I was just going to say her tattoos, because that's like the regular question. A Celtic knot that means eternity on my right foot. Okay, dolphins, eternity. And what was the other one? Lashes. Okay. If you could be any animal, which one and why? I wonder what she's going to pick. A pelican? An elephant?
A tortoise?
I wish this bitch was a giraffe because they're going extinct at a very rapid pace.
Dolphin!
A dolphin! Because I'm going to breathe underwater while my husband tries to drown me. And I'll be like, you couldn't drown me! I still don't have to get a job.
I want to be able to do flips and be cute.
I think the magic word here is I wish I was cute. What is the most outrageous thing you have ever done?
Oh,
move to
I'm
Utah.
I'm going to kill myself that they're all the same person. Nick is not going to like any of these hoes. What are five things you can't live without? Coffee? Okay.
My water bottle. Okay, it's the second girl who said water. Also.
My family, friends, socks, and chapstick. Who are these people that can't live without chapstick? Yes, you can.
And socks.
You. Oh, my God. You included that in five things? And then she really makes me hate her guts. If you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? Fucking Ariel from The Little Effing Mermaid.
I think it's what funny that all these whores want to be Ariel, and I'm basically turning into Ursula as the years go on. Those poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. God. Take a water for your lashes and a dolphin for your dog. Are you a dumb whore? Yes, indeed.
That was good.
Oh, my. Thank you. I've been practicing. It's called living my life.
Jeez, I hate her right now.
I want all of these little mermaids. Like, I want every Ariel. I feel like Ursula with like 20 new Ariels out there in the water.
Are any of these girls going to be likable? Are we going to have anyone to root for?
Who wants to root for these hoes?
Which one is this? Oh, that's one of the dolphin loving Ariel mermaid people.
I just love the symbolism, even when their answers are all the same. Like this one. If you could be any fruit or vegetable, which would you be? And she says, pineapple, Hawaiian, delicious, tropical, and pretty. Also completely untouchable. You know?
Yes.
Like they hurt to touch. Like this girl hates herself. She wants to be a dolphin so she can be cute. She moved to Utah, which is a place where ain't nobody feel the pressure to fuck you because they can't do it. And she wants to be a pineapple. I mean, this poor thing.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting for the homely one, okay?
Okay.
Her favorite show is Friends.
And her guiltiest pleasure is a Big Mac. Blah, blah, blah. Okay,
oh, this girl is pathetic. Like, this girl basically a Big Mac. This girl is so sad. I love her. I hope she is not jumping off the balcony. But okay, I'm rooting for her.
Now we're on Brittany. Because there had to be a Brittany sooner or later.
Brittany's confusing.
Necklace. I don't understand her necklace.
It's made out of string, and it goes around her neck twice, and then comes down all the way. Like, just the straps come down around her boobs. Weird.
And her hair? Listen, I have hair her same length, so I'm no one to talk. But she seems like a person who had long hair, and then, like, just on a whim, cut it all off, and then was like, I'm going to go crazy and just... I'm going to audition to be on The Bachelor, and I'm going to cut all my hair off. I'm crazy.
This girl also has pomade clumps in her hair. It's weird. I feel like they're doing this to the girls, because this can't just be hair fashion where you just have clumpy hair. It's weird, and all of them have had it so far. Also, her age is 26. I'm so sure. Is 26 like the new 28, where bitches who are 40 saying they 28? Because
I think
there's a lot of people saying they're 26. This girl is not 26. This girl is 35 if she's a day. What say you?
Think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think she looks about 30.
And she lives in Santa Monica, California, and she's 5'2".
She's a travel nurse. What's that?
I feel like travel nurses are really insecure girls who secretly kill old people and steal their things. Like, travel nurses, don't trust a travel nurse.
Okay. You know what? Hold on. Even though her name is Brittany, I'm starting to like her. I started reading ahead. First of all, she's cute. She's only 5'2". I like that. She doesn't have any tattoos, so she's not so trendy. Five things she can't live without. Her mom. Okay, we've heard that before, though. Tennis shoes.
That's you not see, that bad. Look, do you have any phobias? Sun, snakes, which is like the bee to spiders.
Yeah.
Oh, she hates it when her date is rude to servers or is on his phone. Yeah, I kind of
like
her too. Yeah, so far I'm liking her. She likes Beyonce.
And she wants to have a career. She says, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Hopefully married with a child and with a successful career in a hospital.
Yeah.
Girl got some goals.
Yeah, she's like, I'm sick of traveling. I would love a hospital to call home. And she says her hero is Beyonce because she's strong, sexy, independent woman who can sing and dance like no other. I mean, that's good empowerment. Do you prefer team sports or solo sports? Team. I love competition, and it makes it more exciting and a good time.
She's the first person who actually answered things. That how much do you like camping? Who do you admire? It's because she obviously had some different answers. So she got to answer, you know what I'm saying? They got to put some different questions on here.
This girl has a brain. And also, you know how the other girls are like, I want to date the Beast from Beauty and the Beast or Despicable Me. Like, they're all looking for a rich old guy who's really fat. Hers is, if you wanted to impress a man, what would you do? Cook him dinner, because food is the way to a man's heart. Okay, she's the first one who's actually talked about feeding the Beast.
Yes, about it being like a two-way street and not just, I want to be really pretty and fun guy, buy me things, like Erica Jane.
It's like, I don't want to work. This girl, Brittany. Okay, we like Brittany.
Okay, we're with you, Brittany.
I'm rooting for you, Brittany, not to end up with a douchebag who's just going to emotionally abuse you for the rest of your life, but I'm hoping you get to stay on long enough that you become popular and get a decent Insta following. And is there really a better prize? Hugs. Okay, Kristen.
Who spells her name interesting.
Yeah, like a boy Chris with a 10 at the end. I got that name on my 10th Chris. Yeah, am I right, girls? Okay, Kristen
like
has
hair.
Tiny face. She has clumped hair, but it's like the Rachel cut, which is weird.
Right? She's a wedding videographer.
Oh, my God. Always on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Guys. Tattoos. Yes. One on my wrist. The life of Jesus in symbols.
Oh, no. Oh,
God.
Oh, no.
I hope one of those symbols was, please wear a condom. Please. As Jesus told all of his disciples. He's like, guys, here's some wine and some condoms. They just got that part
out
of the Bible.
And her name is spelled like Christ.
Yes. Christin. So, like a verb. Hey, where have you been? Oh, I've been out Christin.
I think she grew up in a really religious household because she's from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And she's trying to prove immediately that she's like intelligent and also not racist because she's from Oklahoma. She's like, my all-time favorite movies, A Time to Kill, Remember the Titans, and also Zoolander. I mean, I'm not like totally intelligent. I can still have fun.
Oh, my God.
If you could break any law without repercussions, which law and why? I would break into the White House and spend months sleeping in a storage closet and observing what actually goes on behind closed doors.
Okay, you know what, though? I gotta say, if we're gonna get back, if the next one's gonna be another, Ariel, Little Mermaid, dolphin lover, I'll take her any day. I'll take this girl.
I know, but think about her crime. Your crime is breaking and entering. Whoa. I mean, that is living more dangerously than the girls who just moved, but still.
Yeah, okay, I'm withholding judgment on her because I think she's cute. She's kind of normal looking, cute, normal looking. And she's got some different answers. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, well, I like her because I know that she feels fat because her favorite fruit is a grapefruit. And that's so a Weight Watchers in the 80s fruit that my mom made me eat. And whenever I see people eating them, I'm like, those poor things were tricked by their mom into eating this horrible fruit because they're fat.
With a little bit of sugar sprinkled on it. Mm. They're sweet and sour. Ha! They're colorful. They smell great. And they're so full of life and energy. That's me. And you have to peel them back to get to the good stuff.
Well, here's some good news. She does not want to be a dolphin. I'm sorry, everybody. She doesn't want to be a dolphin. Tell your friends. She does, however, want to be a goddamn horse.
Yeah. But at least it's a specific. At least she didn't just say a horse or a pony. She said a wild Mustang.
Yeah, they're wild, free, uninhibited, and they can poop wherever they want. People are just like, oh my God, she's pooping in the middle of the floor. But it's okay, because she's a horse.
And nobody ever braids their tail, which that would bother me a little bit.
I want to be a wild Mustang, but with really good bangs. Okay, what's her favorite guilty pleasure television show? I used to watch Dancing with the Stars and then pause the TV and practice all of the dance moves like they were going out of style. They are out of style. It's Dancing with the Stars. What are you fucking doing, the grapevine in your house?
Doing the Cabbage Patch? What are they doing?
I was doing the Roger Rabbit like it was going out of style. Like, it's out of style, Kristen.
And isn't Dancing with the Stars still on? What does she mean by I used to watch it? Like, what, when I was young?
I don't know.
When I was 5, I used to watch that show, but now I only watch The Voice. Yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
When I was 24, before I turned to the ripe old age of 26.
Yeah, but now I threw out my TV. So that would have been my guilty pleasure, but now I never watch TV. I don't own one.
Oh, that's so LA for people to be like, I don't have TV. Like, You're an idiot. Yeah. You work in a TV town, you moron. It's like showing up to a doctor and being like, I don't like read medical books. Ugh. Yeah.
Those people are always like, I just don't have the time. Yes, look, you do.
If someone's going to be throwing a TV, you better be Precious's mom throwing it at Precious's head while she's trying to run away from you, okay? That's the only way that's acceptable.
If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why?
The president.
She's obsessed with the president.
Yeah, she needs some Obama-ness
in
her life.
So curious what actually goes on back there, yeah. A.K.A. the show Scandal. First of all, they already had an answer like that about how she wants to sneak into the coat closet. Why do you need that answer? What are you most afraid of? Failure.
I don't want to be caught when I'm hiding in the coat closet at the White House by Obama, who's the president, who
Hashtag
I want to meet.
Epic fail. If you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? Katniss Everdeen. She's tough and hot, and she marches to the beat of her own drum. Dig it.
Girl, that poor Katniss Everdeen was limping the hell out of that movie. Who wants to be Katniss Everdeen? Her life was shit. And awful and terrible. You want to be Jennifer Lawrence. She's rich and gorgeous and young.
Yeah.
26. Okay, so oh, she's 25. She's 25.
Okay, this girl, Corrine.
Croissant.
Our first blonde.
Oh, Corrine.
She's 24.
She's gorgeous. She has like a round face, you know, like round blonde girl face.
Yeah.
Corrine, bachelorette.
She's
contestant.
Only 5'1". She's cute and little. She's from Miami.
Her occupation is business owner. Okay. Could you be a little more specific, Corrine?
Yeah.
Tattoos, yes, but hidden and are being lasered off, so they're already faded. Ooh, I like this girl. She's like, I'm mature. I'm 24 now. I'm not just some girl who's going to walk around with an infinity symbol and a heart on my left ankle, okay? I'm a business owner. I think she sells diet pills.
Probably.
She sells one of those pyramid scheme type things.
She probably does.
If you could be any animal. Oh, girl, look at this. This is not a dolphin either. It's a cheetah.
A cheetah.
They're
she doesn't
strong.
Mean like a cheater, but with an accent. It's such a cheetah.
Yeah, cheetah. What's your most embarrassing moment? Too many to count.
See, why did they even include that answer?
Like the time I tried to pick what kind of business I was going to own. Embarrassing. What do you do for a living? I own an online business. It's very important to me. But the cool thing is, it's online. So I can run it from anywhere. Anywhere
so
that I can set.
She
basically puts her vagina. I think she's a cam girl.
Ooh, yes.
Because if she was selling diet pills, she'd be like, I run an online health pill business, which you can find on my Facebook page.
Yes, you're
right. A hoe is the only one who's going to say business owner. And then work online.
Yep.
I hate it when my date is in love with themselves. I do like her, though, because her favorite TV show is Frasier.
Yeah, but I don't like her because she said that's her guilty pleasure TV show. Frasier is not a guilty pleasure.
It is when you a hoe. You think every hoe sitting around watching Frasier, they're like, why is he talking like that? Why are they wearing sweaters? What's opera? Etc.
She's like, this is such a guilty pleasure. I mean... Describe your idea of the ultimate date. Just us. The ultimate dining experience in an amazing place. Okay, she's dumb.
And I like that she's just a rando just us. You know, like whoever it is. I just want to be with whoever it is. Just dining somewhere that's really good.
Amazing.
Like, yeah, I want to be with some guy at a place with good Yelp reviews. That's that. Her most romantic city, Chicago. And if she was going to be a fictional character, she would be Snow White. I want to find my Prince Charming.
Oh, God. Oh,
God. And have All a right. horrible mother-in-law who tries to murder me.
Okay. This is good, though. We're really getting to know these ladies.
Yes.
All right. Danielle.
I hear one of your kids in the background. Are they like, Mom, will you please be my mom again? And you're like, I'm making fun of whores, honey.
This girl is very pretty. Danielle. L, and she's 27. So
she
that means she's 29. She's really pretty.
Yeah, she actually looks like a genuine 27-year-old, which means she's probably not lying about her face. Her Groupon boob surgery, I don't like pointing out people's boobs because that is so sexist, but I feel like it's important because it's like a PSA. Do not get Groupon boob surgery. They are, if people are trying to insert square sacks into your round boobs, that's a problem, okay?
You're right.
They're square.
What happened? They're like, it's weird because it's, she needs to get that fixed, right?
Yes. And it's
because it's all the way up. Like her boob is almost up at her collarbone.
Yeah. It's just not placed properly. I'm not even being sexist. I'm just saying, girls, this is not something you buy at the dollar store. Okay. Yeah. This is serious.
Yep.
Okay. 27, small business owner, LA, 5'5". Her tattoo is a lotus on the back of my neck and two butterfly tattoos, one on the back of each ankle, which she probably sees up close personally a lot.
And then she really I almost missed that. I'm so glad I didn't.
She's like, oh my god, I love these butterflies. Good to see you guys.
Good choice.
Wow, the detail on these tattoos is amazing.
They're not faded at all.
Her all-time fave movies. Oh god, you're never gonna believe this. Remember with
Mandy Moore. Okay, but here's the problem. So one of her favorite movies is The Notebook, which I have to get my percentage up a little bit because this is only like the second time, right? But Love Actually is a genuinely great movie. So I don't like that she mixed that in with two bad ones.
But I like her. So, and I love Love Actually. So I feel like this girl's been dumped a lot because like no one's really happy in Love Actually, you know? It's like unrequited love, some ugly dude being mean to Emma Thompson. Like it's sad. This is a broken person movie, which is why I like it, and so does she. Well, we could be friends.
Yeah,
I'm 27 too, girl. If you could be any animal, which one and why? Oh my god!
Just kidding.
A dolphin that's like a fox.
They are responsive, sometimes cunning and adaptive. Okay, what? What is why would that's such a weird first thing to say? They're responsive. What does that mean? Like, I want to be able to come when I want to come when I'm called.
When you set their towels on fire, they scream. Like, wow, okay, creep. She's going to be a villain.
I don't get response. I don't get that answer at all. I'm confused.
What did he say?
John said she had a remote dad. So she wants to be responsive because she had a remote dad?
I can see her wanting
you need me to be.
I don't know. Why don't they ask her, like, why don't they ask any of these women what they're looking for in a man?
How about what grade did you get through? You know what I mean?
Good one. That would tell us a lot more about them. Who do you admire most in the world and why? I admire Chrissy Teigen because she's a model. She's gorgeous.
And she found a rich husband.
Unapologetically herself. She and John Legend are couple goals.
Good. She looks like Chrissy Teigen. She's the same type. Yeah. Like I can see her passing around, you know, shots of rum or whatever at a high priced call girl party or whatever. What is the most no offense, Chrissy Teigen. What is the most outrageous thing you've ever done? I climbed up on a cliff and swung from a rope on top of a waterfall, jumping into the water. The sign said locals only, but we did it anyways. No.
She is so crazy. Oh my god, don't even be around her because she will get you in so much trouble.
She's like, we trespassed and then met Obama. The other girl just starts crying. She's like, those were all my dreams.
What's the most embarrassing thing you listen to? Glee soundtracks. I like that. That's a good embarrassing. Well, it is kind of embarrassing, but it's a good embarrassing. It's a fun embarrassing.
I'm trying to feel embarrassed right now, but I can't. So, moving on. If you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? The chick from Scandal. What the hell? They like a rich bitch who fucks whoever she wants, basically, because that girl just fucked the president.
Okay, what's your favorite all-time book? The Five Languages of Love. Discover yourself, your relationship needs. It's benefit. Her favorite all-time book is a self-help book. I don't like her anymore.
Yeah, you just said you liked Olivia Pope, who's like a strong, independent woman. And then your favorite book is like, All the Ways You Need a Man.
Yep.
What is your greatest achievement to date? Opening my own business at the age of 23. Do we know what her business is yet? Did she say?
Nope. But she's probably another cam girl.
Now this next girl looks like
Danielle M.
She looks like that famous actress who's on Madam Secretary, Taya Leone.
No, I think she's really pretty. Oh, and she's 31.
What are you saying about Taya Leone?
I guess I'm saying Taya Leone is pretty too.
Hey,
do you think she's pretty? I think this girl's really pretty.
Yeah, this girl's beautiful. I love Taya Leone too. But hey, you guys, do you want to hear more about Taya Leone's guest appearance on The Bachelor? Then come back for our next episode, because we are going to cut this and have a two-parter. So we will be back to finish these hoes off later. Stephanie, what do you have to say in closing for this first half of hoes?
I can't wait for this show to start, because I get to break it down with you.
I'm so excited. You guys, we love you. Thank you so much for being here. You can find Stephanie on Twitter at S. Wilder Taylor, or at her website, Baby on Board. And that's B-O-R-E-D. What is it?
No.
What do
Stephanie WilderTaylor.com. That's my website.
I'm so rude.
Just Just follow me on Twitter. Forget the website.
I love you so much. I know your old website. Okay. That's how close we are.
That's amazing.
And you guys, you can find me at Ronnie Karam on Twitter. And Watch What Crappens. And go find those Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recaps. If you're on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, just search Trash Talk TV, all one word, and it will pop up. You will see them there. Love you guys. Excited for this season. And we will see you in the next episode when we'll finish off this pack of hoes.
Bye.
Bye.